Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, and the star of our program is that all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the acting legend. Welcome back. We missed you last week. Fred Dreyer.
Well, I'm back fresh from Oklahoma, where it was 9 degrees on Saturday.
9 degrees?
I was there from Tuesday, as you all know, or some of you know, Tuesday to Saturday, and it was very cold all through the week, a lot of wind. There were snow flurries on Saturdays. It dropped to 9. I got on the airplane, and as I was winging my way back to Los Angeles, yes, and this fine show and our audience,
yes,
the snow came pouring in.
So you just escaped in the nick of time. Were there snow flurries? Did you think they had to de-ice the plane?
Yeah, that's what they called them. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, because I wonder, and you are a superstar, and you played football, and you flew to all these places, and you're playing in the wintertime. Did you ever get a little nervous making some flights sometimes? I mean, I think about the teams going there, and I go, like, well, I don't know if I'd want to be on this team flying into Chicago in the dead of winter to play a game.
Well, we were coming back from Cleveland. The plane dropped 500 feet.
500 feet in one fell swoop, just
yeah,
whammo,
just
right?
Dropped. And so I got out of my chair and went up to the...
No, you don't. If
I went up to the chair. I went up to the
desk.
I went up to the deal, and I knocked on the door. And, and Steve, who we knew, who was our pilot,
yeah, what he said,
and he just said, nobody answered, and I just yelled, "Knock it off!"
You're the guy that kept the team going. I was flying to Dallas one time for a cable convention, and they had just served the drinks, you know, the nice plastic glasses, and I was sitting there savoring and looking at this drink, and the next thing I know, the drink is out of my hand. I thought somebody bumped me, and the drink, everything went up to the top of the plane, flying all over the place. We hit a wind shear, and we dropped. Like, people hit their heads. The stewardesses hit their heads and everything. It was a serious thing. I was annoyed at first because I thought the guy next to me bumped my hand and knocked the drink out
of it.
It
was like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
It was kind of like
that. You know, where the martini glass floats in the air for a moment?
That's exactly right. What are we talking about on the show today besides your trip? We'll get into that.
Oh, I'm just looking here at the top of my head. I just looked here, and Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez, tied in for the Patriots, who's
he's
already doing life without possible parole.
So let me ask
killing,
you a question.
For killing Odin Lloyd, he's now being charged with 3 more murders.
He won't be back this season then, right? We're not going to get him back
he's
in time for the playoffs.
He's not on the traveling squad.
Time for the playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit about him. He's pretty
stupid. We'll
talk
about him, and we'll talk about a bunch of other stuff. We'll talk about the Lakers building a massive monument to Shaquille O'Neal.
Let me remind everybody, you can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo.
Hark, the herald angels singing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy.
Christmas theme song. Welcome back here to the lounge, the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same period against the Green Bay Packers some 82 years ago, and the all-pro defensive end and the acting legend, the one and all, Mr. Fred Dreyer. With
now, that gentleman you're listening to,
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
I just want to sing a little song.
Believe me,
he's, thank you, Fred.
He was Frank Sinatra's hero.
Yes, he was. I say,
that's right.
I'm the Bing Crosby, and I'm singing the holiday tunes.
Now, it has come across my desk.
Yes, and you do have a desk. They just brought one in for
it. As small as it is. Have you seen that desk?
It's tiny for a big guy like you.
God.
Your knees actually popped the underside of the desk.
It's just preposterous. And, of course, I love the absurdities of life, so I accepted it.
I heard neighbor Paul's leaving. Maybe you can grab his desk.
Well, that would be interesting.
Would that be good? You grab that desk?
Yeah. But Rex Ryan finds himself in a very precarious position. Well, he's waiting. He's got two games left. They got a couple of games left. One here.
He's
with
the coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, right. And he's there in Buffalo. And a couple of years ago, he was hired, by Terry and Kim Pegula.
Who are they?
The two people that bought the Bills.
Oh, Terry
well,
and Kim.
They're known in Pegula? Buffalo as the two people who bought the Bills.
The Pegulas.
Yeah, that's right.
Gonna go shovel off the Bing Crosby, Buffalo, shovel off the Buffalo.
Are you all right?
Put a bing. It's the Bing story. I'm back to you, Fred. Back to you, Fred. Talk this story.
Terry and Kim hired this guy, and when he did, I told a friend of mine, Steve Rosenblum, I told Steve, I said, this is going to be hilarious because these two people, to make such a blunder in hiring Rex Ryan proves that you don't know anything about the sport nor about what is going on in the coaching world today. And so they hired him, and 2 years later, they're going to fire him. It's got 2 weeks left, and the word is he's out. He's sitting there. The press is asking him, well, what do you think? You think you should get a vote of confidence? He says, well, I'm here, and the only thing I'm concerned about is coaching this week because I love coaching, and we're gonna play against the Miami Dolphins, and they beat us last year. They had a great game against us, and they outplayed us, and that's a challenge to us. So he's dodging the axe, and So, but there's a compelling story regarding the truth behind his firing.
What's the story?
And what it was is that a couple of years ago, when they tabbed him as the guy who to lead the Bills back to four straight Super Bowls that they lost, they were going to hire Rex Ryan, and he was their man. And apparently, around that time, around that 6 month, 4 month, 3 month period of time that he was there, he said and did something that really, really upset Terry and Kim.
Well, do you know what it was?
No, but the story is, they're saying there's a possibility, a compelling story regarding Ryan may things said behind the scenes that caused Terry and Kim to sour so quickly on Ryan.
Mm.
Maybe once he's fired, the details will come out.
So nobody knows yet.
So, nobody kind of knows. But I think the word is going to get out that Big Mouth Rex wore out his welcome, and he was only there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just
a couple of months.
Yeah, he was not there long at all.
So he wasn't there long. Anyway, the point is, I'm yapping on, but the point is that Rex is on his way out there, and there's a story pending, so I'm excited to hear about that.
He sounds like an actor, Rex Ryan, starring Rex Ryan as the Beaver.
He's also a dog called Rex, the Wonder Dog, German Shepherd. I had a dog named Rex.
You did?
Yeah, I had a German Shepherd named Rex.
How many pets did you have as a kid? Did you have like a...
I had Rex, the Wonder Dog.
What kind of dog that was?
German Shepherd.
Okay,
German Shepherd. And then I had another German Shepherd named Sam.
So it was Rex and Sam.
Who died of distemper.
So you named your dogs after people like I do, too. You don't give them names like Fido or something. You give them people names, right?
Yeah.
Rex, Sam.
Well, I just whatever popped in my head.
Any others? Did you have any other dogs?
I did not have any other dogs.
But your cats. You had cats, I know. What'd you name your cats?
Mommy Cat was the mother.
See, now there you went that way, see.
The Mommy Cat.
See, Mommy Cat. That was you. Did you call when she was outside?
I called her Mommy.
Wait a minute. I just want everybody to think about this. Fred Dreyer calling his cat, and you say, how did you do it? I just want to hear it.
No, I said, Mommy, come over here. And I would talk to the cat as if it was very responsive. And would do what I tell her to do. And she did. And that's why we're great friends. You don't want
a
pet. You do not want a pet that ignores you. I don't care what you got.
Yeah, that's right. Did you have a child? Did she have a child? Is that why she was Mommy Cat?
Yes. And she had a two sons.
And what were their names?
Ty and Cody. Now Ty died.
Good.
Listen to this.
Ty died. Died with a D. Oh, that's terrible.
D-I-E-D.
Yeah, that's
he
terrible.
Died, and so I had I was first the breeder gave us Cody and Ty,
yeah,
the brothers.
Yeah,
Ty died, and so the breeder said, "Here,
you're making this stuff. Ty died.
Take the mother.
I don't believe you."
And so the mother shows up.
Yeah,
and she bit me the first day she was in my house.
And you kept her?
Oh, yeah. I had, Well, you know, but look.
Did you like that? Do you like a female that bites?
Well, she bit me, and it was a challenge because Cody responded beautifully to me and was all over me.
Because
was
Cody
crawling
said,
all over me.
Mom is a
and,
problem.
And Mommy was sitting across the.
Watching?
Across the floor,
what?
Curled up under the chair, watching
her son,
waiting. Now, it took me a couple of days to realize that she was thinking about jumping me as opposed to, giving it. She used to pound the crap out of this cat.
Out of her son. Cody?
Yeah, he'd get out of line. She'd tolerate it, then smack him. And then and they'd run around, they'd chase each other.
See, good old fashioned that's gone
day,
from our society.
One day.
Yes.
Mommy jumps up on my lap and says, okay, I want to be accepted like, you know, my son is. And so
that was it.
So we had the two cats, and they lived happily ever after. And
it progressed, though. It wasn't its mommy cat, the one that would hide things under the couch.
Yeah, she was the pack rat.
She found lots of stuff.
Paper clips, erasers, pencils.
Sometimes paperwork, right?
And a Verizon phone bill.
Wow, and you could not find it.
I couldn't find it.
She took that. Could
possibly? And then one night I looked across and she was creeping out of my office. And she ran upstairs with an envelope in her mouth. She had an envelope in her mouth.
Did she at least pay the bill for you?
Wow, I wish she would run down there and mailed it for me.
You train these well. Well, that's kind of nice. It's a nice little, personal kind of a snapshot.
I went up to get it, and she was a standoff there for a minute.
There was?
Yeah, there was. She didn't want me reaching in and trying to pull that stuff out from underneath her.
It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Coming to you from CRN nationally, Sports Byline, Sports USA. We're here.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays from all of us here at the lounge, the Sports Lounge, Nationwide Coast to Coast. Michael Horn, that's me, the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend from Hunter and from Land's End and from so many great shows. And he was an Agent X and he was in Crisis. I have to tell him every week just so they remember. Welcome back here.
Well, listen.
What's going on?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for not only sending in your cards and letters.
You get lots of emails, don't you?
But the emails are terrific. They're very supportive. We do greatly appreciate that. And here's something else that we do appreciate.
What's that?
The listenership of this show, the IQ, the sports IQ, and the sense of humor of our audience. Yes, sense of humor of our audience. Well, look, to tolerate the things you say and the things I say.
I'm very serious in the way I present the show with
you,
Fred.
But the point is that...
hope no one laughs.
You know, I'm looking at my notes, as I always do. You know, I tell you, I tell people I drive around...
Let me look at that.
...with the New York Times and the LA Times.
Bring home milk, 2 loaves of bread,
here's
bacon.
Here's the deal.
That's your notes. Get back. Yes, what was that?
No, here's the deal. There's two things here. A couple.
Get back on that microphone. Well, you're like falling off the microphone. There you go.
Well, they can't hear me.
They
know what I'm doing.
I wonder where you were. I thought you were down in San Diego.
You can hear me.
Get up close to the. There's too much background noise that way. There you go. This is good.
Yeah. All right.
That's good.
I can't talk with something sticking.
That's really good just there. That's good.
How about that right there?
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right.
It's all yours. Go ahead.
John Gruden has recently been rumored to be in discussions with the Rams for their head coaching job.
I hope so.
And have been many people that have immediately jumped the gun and said that that would be a terrible thing because the game's passing by, so forth and so on. And I disagree. Whether or not he takes the job, it's up to him. If he did, I think he knows himself and he knows the situation well enough to where he would be very successful, I think. Here's what's interesting. No coach is going to one of the big factors is how he perceives the quarterback position. He knows that the league is defined through the air by quarterbacks and receivers. And so I know from his quarterback school that he interviewed all of the college quarterbacks who are regarded draft worthy in the National Football League. He liked this Ram quarterback very much, and so I think that if he takes this job, I think he knows what to do with this quarterback because nobody else seems to over there. One of the reasons that this quarterback wasn't prepared to play is because I don't think that he was looked out after by the Ram staff. I think that they're very they're very shy when it comes to grooming a quarterback. Gruden was in Green Bay when he had Favre. Gruden was around a lot of real top-notch quarterbacks. He understands the position. And if, to be the head coach, you know, you hire a coordinator and you also hire, position coaches. So being able to communicate with players today, I think that that's a no-brainer. I think that anybody today that understands what to do with people, how to talk to them, and discipline them. One thing that you must have, and it's not in this league, is well-coached teams win. Look at all of the teams that are winning year after year, and this year they're all extremely well-coached. The big drop-off is teams that aren't coached. And you can take an average team, and I believe this because I was around it. You can take an average. You can take the Cleveland Browns, who haven't won a game. You have a good coach. Take those exact same people and be at least 8-8. And I've seen that all my life, and that is a fact. And then if you get a couple good players here and there and some breaks, you can win 10-12 games. So John Gruden would be excellent. He'd be great for the quarterback. He would be absolutely great for Jared Goff. Once you come to that agreement, the healing will begin as far as the Rams are concerned.
Let's talk a little more about this as we continue straight ahead in the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer on CRN. Let's take an ID.
The radio channels, CRN.
Be home for Christmas.
week for
and mistletoe.
Somebody wake him up, I think.
Fred, right on top of the buddy.
Fred dozed off.
What
there.
I don't see, I hear.
You love this holiday. Wonderful. That's Christmas music. I'm sorry, I should say. Merry Christmas
music. We can say Merry Christmas now.
You were home in
won't be arrested.
Oklahoma. It was nice.
I was in Oklahoma with the kids, and they were just fantastic. We went to the Cheesecake Factory and had a Christmas-shaped.
Who paid?
Christmas. I do.
Oh, boy.
I come in.
Wait, hold on a second. When you and I go to dinner, I always end up
paying.
That's
correct.
So how did it happen that you went to the Cheesecake Factory and you paid
it? Well, you have a job. These kids don't.
I'm a kid.
You earn money. These kids don't. They look to Poppy to come in and treat them. I didn't want to disappoint those kids. But you, that's
another
thing.
Looking. I don't want to disappoint this kid here. I want Poppy to treat me. We'll go to Rooster's Steakhouse.
I'm going to buy you
here it comes.
Big bowl of mushrooms.
Thank you very much. Welcome back here to the lounge. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for joining us here on the show. We do the show live Wednesdays. You can watch it on video at crntalk.com. It's loaded there at Tiki Live. You can also see it on Roku if you have that on your, if you get that as a Christmas gift, you can watch all that stuff. And it's also on Sports Byline on the weekends and on Sports USA. We're everywhere. So we're glad you're with us. Now, just before the break, you're talking about John Gruden, which I think is a good call to come back, even though some people, I've heard the same thing, people saying, you don't want John Gruden back there. Here's why I like your comments, because you, Fred Dreyer, played with some incredible coaches in your college days. Don Coryell, Ernie Zambezi, Johnny Madden, Joe Gibbs. There was another one there, too, that I always forget. Who was
Rod Dauhauer.
Oh, yeah, Rod.
He was the quarterback's coach.
Yeah, and so this, you know, your coaches, you tried to get Carol Rosenblum when you played for the Rams to hire Don Coryell.
I did indeed.
And he didn't listen to you, and you know what happened there.
That's right.
But Eric Coryell and the whole thing with San Diego. So I think if you're saying you think Gruden is good, I just like the way in his final days there, his final year with Oakland, he was playing there with a tough management team up there. You know, Al was a tough guy
completely
at the time.
Crazy.
And so I think I listened to him. He makes sense on Monday Night Football. He should come back home to the Rams, even though this California.
Well, look, there's many reasons why people make it or don't make it. You know, and they're conflicting sometimes. John Gruden knows what to do with quarterbacks. He knows a good one when he sees them. He knows the upside, and he knows if he can win with them or not. What John Gruden would do is he would tell a quarterback, we're going to get your mechanics correct. We're going to get you understanding our offense. We're going to simplify our offense. And we're going to put people in the positions that highlight you. And we're going to protect you. And herein lies the issue with the Rams. They're very poor up front. They're poor up front. They don't have – and if I would have been the Rams these last 6 years that I coached them, if I was, Jeff Fisher, I would have put – every year, I would have loaded up first, second, third, fourth round draft choices would have been linemen. And I would have had, just like Dallas did, that's why Dallas is good today. They've got great linemen, probably the best line in football. They've got a lot of people up there that can control the line of scrimmage. Once a quarterback realizes you got an extra second or two, huge in pro football.
That's huge, isn't it? That those couple of seconds is all the difference.
Yeah, 1,001, 1,002 is the difference.
And if you don't have it, you're looking to see when you're going to get smashed, you know, and so you don't have that time.
Yeah, and if you have a good line, it forces opposing teams to really make a point of coming at you. And some of those things you can decipher very, very early, you know. John Gruden would come here and he would take Goff and all the quarterbacks, and he would really educate them and really get them to be confident. If you're not a confident quarterback, you're finished. And so I think the one thing he would do is he would pour over that quarterback. He would hire an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator. He knows what to do in the league. He watches a billion feet of film every day, every week. He understands the league. He understands the culture of the league, where it is now, where it was 10, 12 years ago when he was at Oakland and when he was at Tampa Bay. But the upshot of all of this is he's the correct instrument. And whatever he lacks, whatever he's weak on as time has gone by, you catch up. You surround people in this league. You surround people in jobs. It's like what is Trump doing? Trump is putting the right people in the right spot and allowing them to hire the people they want to run the job. So Trump doesn't have to run around and manage everything. He's got the right people in the right spots, and they're the correct people. And whatever the differences are, the corrections are made, and you don't miss a beat, and you just go forward. And that's the same it is in any business, the same it is in pro football. But John Gruden is probably asking the owner, you got to get rid of this general manager. Here's who I recommend you get as a manager, who's going to get me the players I want to fit into my system. I'll get the people I want to coach the position players, and we'll roll on.
That's what we'll do. And if you want to comment on that, you can go in and email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But send him emails. We like to read them. freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll continue straight ahead. The Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Whether you're a local or entertaining visitors, check out the new Cityscape Viewing Lounge at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square for 360-degree views that are out of this world. This new San Francisco landmark serves up premium wines by the glass and locally crafted beers, as well as tempting appetizers, all of which complement the city's landmark vistas. The Cityscape Viewing Lounge at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square.
Holiday decorating is in full swing by now for many of you. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about making sure you keep your home safe while you make it festive right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
It's that time of the year when everyone enjoys the glow of candlelight. Candles are a great way to decorate for the holidays, but every year they're responsible for as many as 8,000 house fires, resulting in 10,000 injuries, 1,000 deaths, and more than $1 billion in damage. The good news is that they can be prevented. Many fires start because candles fall over, so be sure they fit properly in the candle holder base and use candle holders that won't burn if the flame gets too low. Remember to trim the wicks to 1/4 inch before lighting and stop burning a candle if the flame gets higher than 1.5 inches. Be sure to keep candles away from flammable materials like curtains, and finally, don't forget to extinguish them before leaving home or retiring for the night. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I gotta go to the couch
Gone
now.
Gone away is a bluebird. Here to stay.
Stay
is a new bird. He's singing a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back here to the lounge. Merry Christmas from Dean Martin.
Yes.
Merry Christmas from yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, thanks so much, Michael Horn. Dino, did you ever met Dean Martin?
No, I never did. Did you meet Dean Martin?
I did, a long time ago. I knew Dino.
The son, right?
Yes,
he's the one that died at too young of an age, yeah. And it sort of wiped out Dean Martin. I know Dina Martin, his daughter, is fabulous.
Right into a mountain here in Palm Springs. I'm looking at my notes here.
Let's see, what do you have there on the notes?
As I usually do, ladies and gentlemen. And I just saw this, and it's kind of funny, juxtaposed up against the John Gruden piece we just did.
Yes.
Aaron Hernandez, tight end for the Patriots, or at least he was, identified as shooter in 2012, double slang by a man who survived a drive-by shooting. Now, this is what's really hilarious. You've got Aaron Hernandez, tight end, who had just signed a $40 million 4-year deal.
$40 million 5-year deal.
Yeah, and a good part of it, I think 28 of it was guaranteed, but he'd have played 4 years, he'd got all of his money. He was sentenced to life in 2013 for killing Odin Lloyd. Now, Odin Lloyd was a guy he ran into in a club, and apparently Odin didn't obey and bow down and acknowledge the greatness of Aaron Hernandez. And so he dissed him. And so as the evening wound down, Hernandez's tiny brain decided he'd go home and get a gun and then find the guy and shoot him. And he did. And so he shot him for dissing him. And so they stuck him away for that. Well, since he's been in jail, he's now been charged with three other murders.
It's safe to say he's not going to return in time for the playoffs this year.
He's not making the traveling squad. He will not make the traveling squad.
Boy.
And he's going to be in jail. He's like 26, 27, 20, whatever the hell he is. He's going to be there the rest of his life, and he's not going to be able to affect anybody's life negatively ever again. And I always look at these things. I ask myself, when someone says, "Hey, Fred, you hear about Aaron Hernandez?" I said, "Yeah, I heard about him." And they say, "It's amazing, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, it is." I said, "How is it? Where does it? How screwed up do you have to be able to say to yourself some night when you're laying there by yourself and you're just daydreaming, you know, I'm a lucky guy to be making $40 million playing for the Pats, and being one of the favorite targets of Tom Brady."
Yeah.
And you know, when Tom Brady tells Kraft and Belichick, "Aaron's my guy, you know, on third down, you know, run him down the seam, right down the middle, I got him. He and Gronk, great, great combination. And your life is all there for you."
And you do a stupid—I mean, how stupid do you become by even having the gun to go ahead and even think about shooting somebody? I mean, that guy's got to be an idiot. Totally.
Well,
a
narcissist, but it goes back certainly to Florida, University of Florida, where the coaches down there— Urban Meyer, I think, was the head coach down there. When he was down there, he told the scouts, "This guy's bad news. He's got tattoos all over him. You know, start to pay attention to what the tattoos mean and what they say." And so he was the number one draft choice talent, but he wasn't drafted high. I think they got him in the third or fourth round. The irony to me is, okay, we want him. We know he's a thug criminal, but we want to try to get him without having to pay him a lot of money. So he comes on the team and proves himself athletically on the field, and then they decide to renegotiate his contract. They give him the money that you would get a first round draft choice. You give him the money, and so you didn't save yourself anything by saying, "Well, we're not going to draft him in the first round. We'll draft him in the fourth round." You still got a murderer on your team, and so now you give him the money, and he chooses.
Yeah.
I would rather kill people than make
$40 million
playing pro ball.
Let's put that to
in
anybody.
My youth.
Yeah, let's let anybody make that decision. Come on, $40 million, or let's kill somebody. I mean, how angry do you have to get?
Well, he's a lunatic, and they should shoot him. I think they should take him out into a field and shoot him.
Yeah, as something else.
I mean, it's so aggravating. You know, he's compromised the lives of four people. Think of the amount of people. Think about what he's done to four other people.
What happened with the days when you played the game and when other baseball players, even if Babe Ruth had some pops or whatever, Babe still knew he was an icon for little kids, and so he had that image to uphold. Nowadays, you hear this stuff like the Mets pitcher Jerry's Familia is off the hook for his domestic violence case. Why should you even have a domestic violence case? If you're in the limelight, just calm it down a little bit. Take a step down.
Well, look, I mean, you've got criminals now playing professional sports, and the culture, the rap thug, tattoo, piercing, street thug culture has permeated most of American culture.
Can we get Donald
sports.
Trump to take over commissioner of baseball?
He should hire me to take the commissioner of pro football.
Oh, boy, that would be, pro football.
You know, the first thing I would do, I would call 32 owners into my office, and I would saw them in half. And tell them.
Part of a magic
how
act?
How dare you? Yeah, how dare you?
We'll find out what straight ahead. And we're back in the email segment of our program here. It's The Lounge with yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. We get tons of email. What do you got this week, Fred? You got
Well, we don't have, we got probably 1,000 pounds, which is a half a ton.
That's good.
We've got
that's
some
a lot
folks
of email.
Here who are very, very... responsive when we say, you know, keep those cards and letters coming in. They just do a tremendous job. A couple of them here. Ophelia Gay White, Don McIntyre, Martha Lee, Becky Bowers McLean, David Scott Torok, Lois Ann Keys, Gail S. Morgan. She's always emailing.
Shout out to Gail. She's always emailing us, sending pictures on Facebook and everything like that.
Desi, who's always sending.
Who is that, Desi?
D-E-S-S-Y. She's always sending well wishes to us. And Larry Hebert, just to name a few, we want to thank you for.
Anything in particular they ask that you might want to answer here in the email segment?
Well Larry just said.
What did Larry want to know?
Larry just said, just watch Hunter. I watch it every day.
You know, you were on Hunter, is now on one of those TV networks, right?
Yeah.
Which one is it
Heroes
on?
Heroes and Icons.
You are an icon, the all-pro defensive and the acting legend.
That's being defined for me. So,
do you sit there and watch it sometimes and, like, you know, relax in your shorts or something and say, that's me? And I would watch it.
I've seen every one, 157 of them. I've seen probably 75 times each.
And they're pretty good, aren't they? They get better as you
watch
them.
I'll tell you something, folks. You know, if you want our entertainment, some great our entertainment, it's the Hunter shows from 84 to 91. We've got about 5 movies that we did in adjunct to that, and they're just terrific. They hold up very well. They're action. You're not going to see anybody chasing people, throwing people off buildings, shooting them, car chases, the whole deal. Alleys, rooftops, the whole deal.
Let me just remind you, you can email Fred Dreyer. We'll read them at Fred Dreyer, Fred, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Oh, this is a good one. Welcome back to the lounge. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn. Playing your great Merry Christmas holiday music for you. That's what it's here from Mr. Elton John. See the way I talked up to that?
Yeah, you were really good.
Thank you, Fred.
I believe
Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn. So let's a little baseball note here. So the Dodgers signed Kenley Jansen, their reliever. That's a good deal. They also got Justin Turner at the third base.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this lineup they propose now. They would get a second baseman. Then they should get back as their old second baseman.
Utley?
What's his name?
T. Gordon.
But Utley would be okay, too. And Justin Turner is then followed by Corey Seager, Justin Turner, Adrian Gonzalez. They got Andre Ethier in right field, Yasmani Grandal catching, Andrew Tolles in left field, Jock Peterson center field, and then the pitcher spot, of course. I don't see any mention here of Yasiel Puig. What's going on with him?
He's out of the conversation, and I'm surmising that he is on the back burner. The deal is they're probably going to wait till spring to see how he shows up, what he does. Is he an idiot? Can he play? Does he listen? Is he disciplined? Does he have any sacrifice in him? And if not, they're going to ship him off during a camp to Milwaukee someplace.
Who would they get for him at Milwaukee?
I have no idea.
A couple of the guys in the stands that sell peanuts and all that stuff for him? Some workers?
I don't know. I don't know who would want
promise.
That. I don't know who would want that.
It's not a plan. But now, you went to the holidays here, and you went to Oklahoma. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. You were telling me you got it. How much did you pay for a Christmas tree?
I bought a brand new.
Wait a minute, even brand new. You brought a live tree.
I bought a live. That's
a live
what I call
tree.
Them. Brand new,
brand
live,
new live tree.
Live tree.
Brand new
it's
cut
about,
live tree.
About 6.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
For $10.
Come on.
At Lowe's.
Six and a half feet at Lowe's?
It was a beautifully shaped tree, just like the one behind me.
So you went to Lowe's and you got, how did you get it for $10? Come on. I don't believe
it. The guy just sell to you for $10. I didn't argue with
you. Did you say, I'm Fred Dreyer, you probably know me?
No, of course not.
Did the guy recognize you?
No. I don't know if he did. But I tell you, I took out $10 fast. You could say Jack Robinson. And I said, put that thing in the truck. And so we got the.
Did
and I said,
stand?
Wait a minute, we have to have a stand. He goes, well, I got a stand over there, but it's one of the trees fell over. The wind blew it over, so I think it might be bent. I said, well, let's go take a look at it. So I looked at it. It wasn't bent. I said, let's take this off this tree. So I unscrewed it, and I bought that for like $11.
And when you put the tree up in the home, was it straight or was it bent?
No, it's straight.
Buddy. Straight? And you did, wait a minute, this is great stuff for us to think about. The legendary Fred Dreyer, one of the great all-pro defensive ends, did you decorate that tree? Did you hang?
Bet we did.
Did you put lights
Here's
on there?
Here's what I did.
Did you put little balls on it?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I did.
What'd you do?
We went out to, Target. After we left Lowe's, went to Target. We knew what the tree we were doing.
Get.
So I got 400 lights on a spool.
Oh.
That's not in a box.
You got the spool?
The key is the spool.
So you could just roll,
so just
right
roll it right back up and throw it in storage. So I got it, and we just put it around there. It was perfect. And all white lights. And then we got all these interesting bulbs and all these interesting little toys and stuff. Little things, you know. All the girls just freaked out.
You know, next year we should come up with a Fred Dreyer holiday ornament. Okay, could we do that with maybe a picture of you in the playing days in there and snow inside? You could shake it.
I've got one. I've got a.
You got a good picture?
An ornament of me throwing someone off a roof.
Oh, on the Hunter days. That's even better.
Yes.
These could be a whole collection. We could have the football collection and then the acting ones.
And then there's the two safeties. And what I would do is I would make it so I'm with one hand on one quarterback and the left one on the other one.
Those are the
tackling them in the end zone.
Two, that would get back to that. Two safeties in one game. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. On Facebook, facebook.com, /TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Oh, we're back here. Final segment of the Sports Lounge with Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer, and it's our Neighbor Paul segment, Fred.
Yeah, Neighbor Paul has something to announce to us today.
Oh, what?
It's a big deal. So,
he's
Neighbor Paul, come on and have a seat. What's
big announcement?
On?
Well, I'm glad to be with you. At least I'm glad to be with you for the remainder of this year, at the very least.
Oh, so what does that mean?
You have something to tell
us. Yeah, what does that
mean? The moving truck has been backed up to the house.
Wait a second. You are leaving our show. You're not going to be Fred's neighbor anymore.
I am relocating.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Moving to a different city.
How could you move away from this guy? He must be one of the nicest neighbors to have.
All right, where are you moving?
I'm moving out to the desert, out to Palm Springs, California.
That's a good place to be.
Is it good? You like that area?
If you're 108.
Sometimes I feel like I'm 108.
If you're 108 and you have asthma. That's where you want to go. At midnight, you can walk around. They have a track where all the oldies can walk around together, hold hands. And,
there's a track?
And breathe deeply.
That's a track. You walk?
There's a track out there.
Well, you got to get it there in the early morning, though, because doesn't it get up to be like 170?
Well, you stay up all night is what you do.
You do? Yeah. No, we're going to miss you, David Paul.
Yes.
This is really true. This is really going to happen.
It is really going to happen.
You're not going to try to commute in here a few days a week and do your business?
You never can.
And also
tell.
Work here?
They got helicopters. You can get a helicopter and land on the roof here and hit the pole and slide right down into your seat.
You could get a little, one-bedroom sort of a bachelor pad when you come in here.
Like Sinatra. Sinatra and Blonda Turner did.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you let Neighbor Paul come in during the weekdays? You two could kind of hang out.
Is that a
good idea?
Let me just say this. The chances of that happening.
What is it?
Is
come on.
Is hey, really.
You'd have a buddy.
Mathematically, it's not equatable.
You'd have somebody describe the pictures on that big screen TV that you have in the garage.
Fred would have to take the dog.
I had a neighbor whose cousin, who was like a 35-year-old bombshell, she said, Fred, could I use your upstairs bedroom for the weekend? I said, no.
Wow, somebody actually asked you that?
Yeah. Well, wow. We're friends. You know,
yeah.
So,
what did she look like?
Even then.
What did she look like?
Maybe. She was just a low-flying bomber.
All right, so we've got to get out of here. That's the end of our show. We'll leave it at that. Are you seriously, Neighbor Paul, more next week? You'll unveil a little more for us?
Oh, I will definitely try.
Don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer,
yep.
Dreyer.